This is Monitor 68, here to help you enjoy your weekend and keep up with what's happening at the same time. All through the weekend, we're presenting reports from the Winter Olympics at Grenoble, France, and from the Andy Williams San Diego Golf Tournament at La Jolla, California. We'll be meeting some interesting people along the way and hearing some attractive music, too. Cousins with their latest, If You Could Only Be Me. Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad, brought to you by Newsweek, the one news weekly that always separates fact from opinion. In 1 minute, a look at President Johnson's proposed tax on travel abroad and the trouble it may face in Congress. Confidence is an important feeling to have these days, whether it's confidence in your congressman, in your dentist, whatever. It's also important to have confidence in the magazine you read. Over all other news weeklies, you can have confidence in Newsweek magazine. Newsweek is the one news weekly that levels with you, the one news weekly that always separates fact from opinion. You know where you stand when you read Newsweek, and that's bound to give you a feeling of confidence. Newsweek is a pleasure to read, too. It's lively, aware, and informed. Five of Newsweek's distinguished columnists are former advisors to U.S. presidents or presidential candidates. But remember, their opinions, like all opinions in Newsweek, are always signed. They're separate and distinct from the news columns. If you're the kind of person to whom news is important, you should be reading Newsweek regularly. Pick up a copy of the current issue. And every week, from now on, read Newsweek, the one news weekly that separates fact from opinion. Now, Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
Probably the most dramatic part of President Johnson's program to keep foreign countries from raiding our gold supply is his suggestion that a graduated tax be imposed upon all money spent abroad by American tourists. And this is the part of the president's program that is probably in the most trouble. Senate Democratic leader Mansfield has said it is not, in his opinion, a very good idea. Mansfield brought up the subject himself in an informal news conference. Mansfield doesn't necessarily object to the tax on ideological grounds. And after all, the number of people from Mansfield's home state of Montana who go abroad each year is probably relatively small, so it wouldn't appreciably inconvenience his constituents. But Mansfield has argued for a long time that we should reduce our military forces in Europe, and he says if we brought back home 4 of the 6 divisions we now have in Europe, along with the dependents of these troops, we probably would do more to cut down the flow of gold to other countries than we could do with all the travel taxes we might devise. Mansfield has promised to explore the troop situation at some length through hearings by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, of which Mansfield is a member. And Mansfield will have a great deal of support on the committee for this sort of proposition. No travel tax, no other dramatic measures to cut down the gold flow until we reduce our troop strength in Europe. Well, if this sounds like political blackmail, that's about what it is. But Mansfield can't see why American tourists should be penalized when, as he sees it, we have thousands of idle troops in Europe spending dollars all over the place and contributing only to the political morale of Western Europe. Well, so far as other gold drain measures are concerned, they also will be in difficulty. In short, the president's recommendations are going to get a pretty rough going over by Congress. Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this and other countries. This report has also been brought to you by Brock's Candies.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Your best candy buy is Brock. Fresh from Brock Candyland. Really fresh.
Taste spring. Look for Brock's Chocolate Candy Garden when you shop. Enjoy Brock's chocolate peanuts, chocolate-covered cherries, bridge mix, and chocolate stars, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Tell me now to just walk away. Tell me to stay.
Jerry Vale with Don't Tell My Heart to Stop Loving You. At 18 minutes after the hour, on the Monitor Beacon.
Special limited offer. Trader Horn Stores in New York and New Jersey offers a luxurious large-screen RCA color console plus a black-and-white portable TV, both for only $548 at all Trader Horn stores. Motorists, your traffic department advises you to heed these basic tips during your Lincoln's holiday trip. First of all, don't tailgate. Always keep a car length between you and the car ahead for every 10 miles of speed. Change lanes well in advance of your expressway turnoffs and signal when changing lanes are turning. Take a short break every hour or so, and most important, keep alert. Your trip may take a bit longer, but you'll have a more comfortable journey and a safer one, too.
Problems are often related, and so are the people who cause them. If you have family problems, please call me, Dr. Joyce Brothers, weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WNBC, and we'll look for an answer together.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Ed McMahon with Monitor 68. Here's music, a pretty song by the very pretty voice, the very, very pretty Anita Bryant. Yellow Days. Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola, brought to you by Brock's, the people who bring you delicious candies fresh from Brock's Candyland. Here's Joe.
There's a big difference between being fast and being a great runner. I'll be back to discuss that difference after this from Brock's Candy.
Enjoy a touch of spring right now. Crisp and fresh and pure with Brock's chocolate-covered peanuts. Find them, smell, and taste them at Brock's. That's B-R-A-C-H-S. Chocolate Garden Display at a store nearby. You'll notice the freshness, because Brock's chooses only plump, premium Virginia peanuts, then keeps them roaster fresh and crisp with a deep dip in thick, rich milk chocolate. I'm making myself hungry. A slow, swirling, mouth-watering covering of Brock's pure, creamy, smooth milk chocolate. Remember, Brock's makes the chocolate that's fresh as spring itself. A small suggestion, eat Brock's chocolate-covered peanuts the slow way. Let the chocolate layers melt sweetly before a good, quick crunch. This method is highly recommended for enjoying Brock's chocolate-covered peanuts. So visit Brock's Chocolate Garden and pick up a couple of boxes. One for now, one for nibbling later.
By the bag or by the box, your best candy buy is Brock. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock.
Once again, here's Joe Gargiola.
I got a letter the other day from a listener asking who won the race between Bob Hayes and Homer Jones at the Pro Bowl game. Well, nobody won it, because it wasn't held, which is a pretty interesting story in itself. The week before the Pro Bowl game, there was an announcement that Bob Hayes of the Dallas Cowboys was going to run a 100-yard dash against Homer Jones of the New York Giants. Each man was to be dressed in full football uniform, and each was to have a football tucked under his arm. It didn't take long for the Dallas Cowboys to change their minds and announce that they had withdrawn permission for Hayes to compete. Hayes said the reason was the fact that he might suffer a muscle pull that would hurt his career. It makes more sense, though, to realize that Dallas finally decided that Hayes had everything to lose and nothing to gain. Dallas bills Hayes as the world's fastest human, and they've got pretty good credentials to back that up. He proved it in track meets. He proved it in the last Olympics. And the record book shows that Hayes holds the world's record for the 100-yard dash, 9 1/10 seconds. If Jones should happen to get lucky or catch Hayes on something less than a good day, there might be a brand new world's fastest human. And the Cowboys wouldn't be too happy about that. Jones is an outstanding runner who once ran the 100 in 9.3. But his main claim to fame is that he runs zigzag patterns at top speed. A writer once asked him about his days as a college sprinter. And knowing how Jones can zigzag, the writer said, "Did you stick to your own lanes when you were an anchorman in relay races?" Jones just said, "Yes, I did that. Once I wound up with two batons." I remember once when the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators were promoting one of those foot races. Gil Cohn of Washington was matched against Cleveland's George Case, an ex-senator. Case took it very seriously and went to the track coach at Georgetown University for help. Case found he needed help in his starts and got it. He also got the jump on Cohn and won the race. And I remember another baseball race, but this one was a little different. Del Rice was catching for the St. Louis Cardinals and Rube Walker for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And both of them were described once as having the same speed as a turtle with a bad case of arthritis. There was a running argument between the players on both clubs as to which man was the slowest, or the fastest, depending on how you looked at it. Finally, a race was arranged, and the bets were pretty heavy. Rice won it, and reporters dug up lines like, "They didn't use a stopwatch, they timed it with a sundial." Anyway, the commissioner found out about the betting and fined both managers. The only comment came from Rube Walker. Walker said, "I hope the commissioner doesn't think I threw the race. I lost it, fair and square." This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Now this from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
More music, Herbie Mann with Unchain My Heart.
Thank you.
This is Monitor 68 covering the USA with information and entertainment. If you're in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon, you're hearing us on station KGW. Hello, Portland. Now let's pause for NBC members all around the country, and then we'll be right back.
This is Bob Considine. In just 40 minutes, I'll be with you on Monitor with my On the Line show on NBC Radio.
We interrupt this commercial with an important message from Ford. Right now, your New York Ford dealer is offering a low, low price on the 1968 Mustang. Just $2,391. That's an average price based on a sampling of New York area dealers. Some prices may be higher, some lower. That price again, $2,391 for a 1968 Mustang. And that includes everything except state and local taxes. So hurry. Get your 1968 Mustang while this offer is in effect. That price again, just $2,391.
Only Mustang makes it happen. Let it happen. It's your fate. Mustang calling, hammer falling. Mustang, Mustang 68.
Monitor, New York. Your weekend sound on WNBC, New York.
Next, Sonny James, the Southern gentleman with a world of our own.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city light. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone.
McMahon with more of Monitor 68, where you keep in touch with what's new in the weekend world. For example, we'll be hearing shortly from our theater critic, who'll review Arthur Miller's new play that opened this week on Broadway. First, some music. Sandler and Young with In the Sunshine Days.
Life was so good.
Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad. Presented by Brock's, the people who bring you delicious candies fresh from Brock's Candyland. In 1 minute, a look at two theatrical openings. One a stage offering, one a movie. Right now, in the middle of winter, enjoy a garden. Brock's, that's B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's, the candy people, have created a chocolate garden in a nearby store. Enjoy it, because chocolate is what Brock's is all about. And find Brock's chocolate stars, specially created, swirled, and shaped out of the most mouth-watering pure milk chocolate. Brock's chocolate stars are out of this world. To start with, Brock's chooses the very best cocoa beans. Then, adding the finest ingredients to these special beans, Brock's creates their chocolate stars from a secret recipe. So give yourself a treat. Enjoy an all-chocolate, fresh and pure Brock's milk chocolate star, and let it melt slowly as it so richly deserves. Remember, chocolate lovers, Brock's milk chocolate stars are in Brock's chocolate garden at a nearby store. Hurry.
By the bag or by the box, your best candy buy is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Now, Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York.
Two new shows on Broadway this week, Arthur Miller's play The Price and Burton and Taylor romping through the movie Dr. Faustus. Turning first to Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, in the past, they've been about as approachable to American newsmen as Chinese Communist leader Mao Zedong. Suddenly, they're accessible. Not only did they show up for the premiere of their new film, Dr. Faustus, but they also called a news conference to publicize it. Since they own the picture, since they star in it, and since they have the most to gain, one can understand why they're eager to get a lot of people to see it. However, I doubt they would urge their best friends to bother. The reason is Dr. Faustus is an awful bore. It might be enjoyable as a campy home movie you could laugh at because it's so painfully silly, but it's not to be taken seriously, at least not as a portrayal of the Christopher Marlowe play about a man who sold his soul to the devil. It's just too hoked up and hammy. Naturally, Burton plays Faust. Naturally, the woman he sees, usually in soft focus, is Elizabeth Taylor. She appears as Helen of Troy, as the devil's wife, and as a number of other women. But this, too, is disappointing. It is always a pleasure to see Elizabeth Taylor, but we are permitted to see her for only a few brief episodes. However, she is clever, or else she got an advance peek at that script. In any case, she doesn't say a single word throughout the entire movie. Getting on to better things, on Wednesday night, the newest Arthur Miller play, The Price, opened on Broadway. The play is set in a Manhattan brownstone. Two brothers are brought together for the first time in 16 years to dispose of the furniture left behind by their parents. The Price, essentially, is an exploration of human relationships and the price people pay for their decisions. One brother, played superbly by Pat Hingle, is a police sergeant, a man who gave up his chance to be a scientist because he dropped out of college during the Depression to support his family. The other brother, equally well played by Arthur Kennedy, left home, went to college, and has become a successful doctor. Each is called on to pay the price for his past actions, but neither will let the other off the hook. Some of this is extremely moving, but some is too diagrammed, too rigged to be believed. For instance, the brothers, although in a violent quarrel, never once interrupt each other. You get the feeling of it being overorganized, too much a set piece. The first half of The Price is much the best. It has one of the finest and funniest creations to come on the stage in a long time. That is, in the person of the dealer who appraises the value of the furniture. He is old, salty, argumentative, and wise. In fact, he's called Solomon. He is also believable and extremely funny. The part is played by Harold Gary, who does a good job, but the role is so well written that it's actor-proof. If I may indulge in a slight pun, The Price is really two plays for the price of one, with the part of the furniture appraiser the most original and enjoyable concept to come from the typewriter of Arthur Miller in at least a dozen years. The Price is a good play and helps make this season much better than the last one on Broadway. Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, reporting for Monitor.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events.
RCA, number one in home entertainment. Come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV with big 23-inch diagonal screen.
Play now, play later. The RCA way. Ba-ba-ba.
Number one for the money specials. Brand new stereo consoles. Big stereo sound in beautiful tablet styles. Also, brand new black and white TV, portable stereo and radios. So play now, pay later, the RCA way.
Play now, pay later, the RCA way.
Get a number one for the money special at participating RCA dealers now.
Once again, here's Monitor Music, Petula Clark with Kiss Me Goodbye.
We choose it, win or lose it, love is never quite the same. I love you, but I love you, don't feel bad, you're not.
direct from Grenoble, France, another report on the Winter Olympics. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
For a limited time only at Ildi Appliance Stores, free outdoor color antenna with do-it-yourself installation kit when you buy any RCA color TV at Ildi Appliances in Queens and Nassau.
Hi, I'm Elena Pinella of the Letter from Lee Show. Are you a young gal just out of high school faced with a decision about your future? The Women's Army Corps can help you make the right decision. As a member of the Women's Army Corps, you can receive training in such fields as medical and personnel administration. Your local Army recruiter has all the details. Visit him soon.
Sports page, front page, entertainment page. The Bill Mazur Show turns from one main event of the day to another. This is Bill Mazur inviting you to join me as the men who are news make news on my program. Weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
This is Monitor 68. Ed McMahon here. Nearly everybody agrees that being in love changes the way a person looks at the world, which is the subject of this song by Buddy Coleman.
What makes the sunshine, what turns the rain to snow? What makes a mountain, what makes a river flow? What makes two people know that they need each other? Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so. What makes a bird fly? Who tells it where to go? What makes the grass green? What makes a baby grow? What makes us feel that our love will last forever? Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so. What makes the sunshine? What tender rain to snow? What makes a mountain? What makes a river flow? People know that they need each other. Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so. What makes a bird fly? Who tells it where to go? The grass green, what makes a baby grow? What makes us feel that our love will last forever? Somehow it just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so.
Just doesn't happen. Somebody makes it so.
Now a Monitor report direct from the site of the 1968 Winter Olympics in Grenoble, France, brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, makers of better idea cars, inspired by the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got a hot new car.
Go, go, Montego!
Montego is spectacular.
Go, go, Montego!
Only the Lincoln Continental people would know how to make the Mercury Montego. Mercury's newest and lowest priced luxury car. Montego is Mercury's bright new star.
Go, go, Montego! Go, go, Montego!
Montego's got seats dens and hardtops, convertibles, station wagons too. The hot new Mercury since Cougar, inside and out, it's completely new.
Go, go, Montego.
Come on, you ought to see Montego go.
Mercury Montego combines Cougar excitement with full six-passenger comfort at your Mercury dealers.
This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports from Shawroos, the heart of the alpine skiing of these 10th Winter Olympic Games. And our guest once again is Bob Beatty, the coach of the men's alpine team. And Bob, tomorrow, Sunday, Grenoble time, the giant slalom. Thus far, the American alpine team has not done as well as expected. And when I speak of the slalom, I think the first thing I better ask you, what about Billy Kidd?
Well, that's one of the key things as far as we're concerned in the giant slalom. Billy's still having some trouble with his ankle. He's not able to operate at full speed. We're hopeful that he'll be able to get a couple of good practice runs in this afternoon, because I think that one of the problems he's got right now is that he hasn't had a chance to really go fast in training, and so therefore he starts from the starting gate, and it's all sort of new to him. But if he can get back in shape, there's nothing that's that wrong with him functionally. It's just that it's very difficult to put his boot on, and if he can just not hurt quite as much, then I think he'll be all right.
So we speak of Billy Kidd because, of course, he had some great years since the last Olympic Games and won a silver medal in the last Olympic Games, but there are other members of your giant slalom team.
Yes, Jimmy Huger's been coming along quite well the last few weeks. He's skiing very well right now. Rick Chaffee, a young boy, will be in his first Olympics, is skiing very well. And the fourth member of the team, Spider Savage, has had a little trouble with his leg also and isn't operating at full strength, but it's more of a bruise than anything else, and we probably can get this fixed up so they won't hurt him too much tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure that you're looking for improvement over the alpine showing thus far. Do you expect it tomorrow in the giant slalom?
Well, I think we'll have a stronger day tomorrow. Of course, it's a two-run giant slalom tomorrow and the next day. The problem that we've got right now is that we can't keep anybody alive. We have Jim Barrows in the hospital, Robin Morning in the hospital, now Karen Budge dislocated her shoulder this morning just before the downhill when somebody ran in front of her. And if we could just stay alive for a little while, I think maybe we can do something.
What about, and I'm sure that you're almost tired of talking about him, even though he is near perfection to watch, Jean-Claude Killy? You told us he was bringing himself along nicely for the downhill. He did so. He won it. Now we come to the giant slalom.
Well, Killy yesterday was fantastic. His performance was what a lot of people thought he might do. He was very close, of course, to Perrier. Perrier was very close to Killy. But Killy is the greatest ski racer I think that our sport's ever seen. He proved it yesterday. He's very loose now, and he'll be very, very tough in the giant slalom tomorrow.
Aside from Jean-Claude, who are the other top favorites?
Well, I think you've got to consider Perrier. Schrantz, of course, is always very, very dangerous. Nenning has been very good in giant slalom all year, and I wouldn't exclude Kidd if he can ski anywhere near normal, and, of course, Jimmy Huger.
Well, Bob Beatty, I know it's been 4 years of hard work for you since the last Olympic Games. We certainly wish you well tomorrow in the first round of the giant slalom. And keep them well, will you, and keep them going.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Bob Beatty. This is Jim Simpson, speaking from the sunlit ski slopes of Shawroos, outside of Grenoble, for Monitor Sports.
More people have switched to Cougar than any car in its class. The Big Cap is a roaring success. Cougar, the only car in its class that gives you concealed headlamps, sequential turn signals, V8 engine, bucket seats, floor-mounted stick shift, all at no extra cost. The fact is, pound for pound, dollar for dollar, Cougar is America's best-equipped luxury sports car. Mercury's got it. The Big Cat. Cougar. Get it at your Mercury dealers.
There will be further reports on the Winter Olympics from Grenoble, France, all through the weekend and daily on NBC Radio, brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, Fra Mercury, Montego, and Cougar.
Don't forget.
What?
To call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
Every day's a holiday when you stay right here.
Stay right here on the NBC.
song from Moulin Rouge, the Bob Crew generation. This is Monitor 68. I'm your host, Ed McMahon.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Arthur Miller's The Price opened last Wednesday night, and now Broadway has a huge new hit. Just listen to these ecstatic reviews. Clive Barnes, critic for the New York Times, acclaimed, "The Price is a great evening in the theater, one of the most engrossing and entertaining plays Arthur Miller has ever written." Brooks Atkinson said, "Everyone who has anything to do with The Price deserves a prize for excellence." John Chapman in the Daily News called it absorbing and spellbinding. Yes, everyone's talking about Broadway's new big hit, Arthur Miller's The Price, at the Marosco Theater.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.